Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a very special man on the show today, a very special treat for all of the listeners. We have Eustace Mullins on the line from Virginia. We are going to be talking with him for the next 3 hours about the New World Order and the Federal Reserve Board and a series of other things related to those two topics. Eustace Mullins is one of the most famous people, I think, in the history of the country in regard to these particular topics. His most notable work is considered to be Secrets of the Federal Reserve. And when we get at the bottom of that particular topic, we're likely to open up all other types of cans of worms in regard to what seems to be going on in the United States today as we move in the direction of world government. And as we continue, quoting Jesus in the Olivet Discourse, to hear more about wars and rumors of wars. Mr. Mullins, how are you, sir?
Well, looking forward to it.
Yes, you know, I have wanted to talk to somebody of your reputation about this subject for a long time because I feel that although I've been myself on the American right for a long time, it's been for a much shorter period of time than you, clearly, and I have always considered myself to be a very lay-educated person, which means next to no education in regard to economic matters, and I wanted to learn more about the Federal Reserve Board. But to suffice it to say, I read just the other day someone say that if you could control the expansion and contraction of the money supply, that you, in effect, control the country. Is that pretty much a simplistic but correct way of looking at this?
Oh, that's a correct way of looking at it, but there's also the production of the currency. Amsha Rothschild said, if I can control a nation's currency, I can control the country. I care not who rules, because I'll still control the country. And the fact is that the production of currency through the central bank, which is a Rothschild invention of the 18th century, a central bank is a bank of issue, which has the right to issue money under government control. And so when you set up a central bank, you set up a bank whose principal function is war finance, financing wars, and the second is the issuance of the currency, which means they, of course, they total control it since they control its issuance.
Yes. Are we to look at many of the events going on in just the present time frame? The hand of central banking behind many of these things that we're reading about in the newspapers?
Oh, yes. That's a principal force behind all of economics and politics.
So does this, in some measure, in your view, get into the whole question, for example, with all this talk about going to war with Iran? I've noted that on several occasions, particularly in the international media, there have been stories about Iran's attempt to create an oil burst that would be doing business in euros rather than dollars. Is that the context in which we can maybe evaluate some of this discussion going on in our media and within our government about going to war with Iran?
Yeah, like so many of these topics, it's a principal function of the monetary system. And the Rothschilds set up their own monetary system in England and Europe, called the euros, and it's gradually replacing the dollar in world commerce, which has contributed to the rapid decline of the dollar, because as euros gained in popularity, the dollar decreased steadily in value.
Yes, and in your judgment, with your reading of history, are we to see this as a time where perhaps with whatever central bankers have accomplished for themselves through the United States, that maybe we're moving into a different phase of world history where we are in the twilight of that where it comes to this country. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Eustace Mullins author of The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. The state of the art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Eustace Mullins. Eustace was born in Roanoke, Virginia. He was educated at Washington and Lee University, the New York University, the University of North Dakota. He was educated at one institution in Mexico, as well as the Institute of Contemporary Arts in Washington, D.C. He is on the editorial board of the American Free Press. He's a contributing editor to the Barnes Review. And several of his books are of particular interest to our listeners today. His work, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, which I wanted to unpack with him a little bit this morning, as well as a whole host of other related books, including something that was authored in 1987 entitled The Curse of Canaan, A Demonology of History, where Eustace talks about an occult conspiracy that was founded in ancient Babylon, which controls the world monetary system, evidence of which he sees in Talmudic and Kabbalistic literature. Eustace, getting back into this whole thing of the Federal Reserve Board, as far as the basic outline of how it began and who is behind it and the direction in which it is taking the American nation and the American body politic, outline for us basically some of the key arguments that you make in your 1952 book, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. Where did it come from? What were the assumptions behind it? What are the effects that it has had on the country?
Oh, well, it's a very demonic effect because the central bank has become the principal instrument of the Rothschild world operation. And so the Bank of England became, as a central bank, began setting up central banks in all European countries. And at the time of the American Revolution, the colonies ostensibly gained their independence, and the Rothschilds immediately set up, through Alexander Hamilton, the first bank of the United States, their central bank. And it was signed by George Washington himself, but it was opposed strongly by Thomas Jefferson. And Thomas Jefferson was the Secretary of State to Washington when Washington approved the central bank, but Jefferson did not go along with it. So when he became president himself, he refused to renew the charter of the First Bank of the United States, and we had no central bank. So England promptly declared war on the United States in 1812 because Jefferson had shut down the central bank. And that was the only reason for the war of 1812. So they set up a second Bank of the United States later on, and Andrew Jackson closed that down because he withdrew the government funds to keep the Rothschilds from using U.S. government funds to keep their central bank going. So it shut down again, and we didn't get a central bank back in the United States for almost 100 years until 1913. And it took a lot of preparation and organization and planning to get that through, but they finally got it through.
So here we have a situation then where with the backing of the Rothschilds, you've identified several situations historically where there was an attempt to bring central banking to the United States, and the first couple of attempts failed, but then all of a sudden we come to 1913 and the Federal Reserve Act. Would you see that as a complete turning point in this process, whereby maybe we can argue effectively that that the spirit of the, and letter of the American Revolution was perhaps killed in 1913 by this Federal Reserve Act?
Oh, it was completely negated because by placing us under a Rothschild central bank, completely put us under domination. That's why we went right into the century of wars in the 20th century. Because they were all financed by the Rothschild Central Bank here of the Federal Reserve System. And as I pointed out, the principal function of a central bank is war finance. And you've had nothing but wars since 1913 and rumors of wars.
And presumably all of this involves a couple of things. One is obviously profit being made in the hands of a few. And then presumably... one could say that this Federal Reserve Act of 1913 then was laying the groundwork for what has been the drive in the last century toward world government?
Oh, yes, that's been part of the thing. All of the wars were intended to push us into world government, and that's exactly what's happened. And that was done through the Federal Reserve System because in order to get the Federal Reserve System passed in 1913, its sponsors offered a sweetener to the thing, that whereby people would more readily accept it. And the sweetener was that the Federal Reserve Act was also included in an offer to give all the proceeds of the Federal Reserve Bank to the U.S. Treasury. And the sponsors of the Federal Reserve Bank agreed to do this and also promised to give all the profits to the Treasury, and they reneged on that later and never gave one penny to the Treasury. They even took away the Treasury as the fiscal agent of the United States and appointed the Federal Reserve Bank as its replacement, which is gone on right to today.
Well, it seems to me that one of the interesting things about all of this is that beginning with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, then we have a situation where arguably this Federal Reserve Act has completely jettisoned Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 5 of our Constitution by creating this so-called central bank of issue for the United States, that we have a monetary policy being taken out of the hands of the U.S. Congress and placed into the hands of the Federal Reserve Board. You've noted then the series of wars that we have been involved with since 1913. Are we to see American involvement in all of these wars, not as a fight for freedom, which is what the politicians seem to argue for in regard to the way in which we should interpret World War I and World War II and all of these other conflicts, but in effect a situation where the national policy of the United States in effect has been manipulated for purposes of central bankers, and that in turn the relationship between some of these central bankers and the news media has enabled the people of the United States to be essentially hoodwinked into supporting conflicts that, unbeknownst to them, have really nothing to do with their own freedoms and with the interests of their family members and friends.
Well, all of these wars have been touted as ideological wars, but in fact there's been no ideology of any of it, because the Rothschilds in 1838 set up fascism, communism, Nazism, and Zionism. And these, all of these Rothschild creations were touted as being in direct competition with each other and war with each other. And that was all nonsense. None of these ideologies have been a thing. But it did mean that the Rothschilds were running the whole show.
And that essentially what you have is a situation where these different isms then, in your understanding, have been set up by the Rothschilds, and that these isms play off against one another, and that they essentially keep the general public diverted from understanding the real power behind the throne.
Well, they do, and the Rothschilds are so adept at maneuvering that for each of these isms, they created a fervent following, so that the communists and the Nazis and the Zionists all were fervently against each other, even though they were all Rothschild operations.
Yes, and this book that you wrote then in 1987, which was entitled The Curse of Canaan, A Demonology of History, in that book, which I have not read, I try to read books before I interview people. I have not read either of the Secrets of the Federal Reserve, which I plan on rectifying that in the next 6 months or so. And then, of course, among your many other books, this one in 87, The Curse of Canaan, A Demonology of History, you basically set forth the idea then that there was an occult conspiracy founded in ancient Babylon that controls our world monetary system, and that the evidence for this is in the Talmudic and Kabbalistic literature. Could you maybe expand upon that a little bit and discuss that aspect of your thinking?
Oh, yes. The Kabbalah was set up as the basic instrument of all these different isms, that the Kabbalah, by creating something out of nothing and thereby bypassing God, became the working model for the world Zionist operation. And it also became the working model for the Federal Reserve Nation. But that is Kabbalistic also, because the basis of the Federal Reserve Bank is it creates money out of nothing, which is pure Kabbalism.
So that then is the central tenet of Kabbalism then, the idea that you create something out of nothing.
Yeah, and thereby you replace God in human life. Because the humanistic concept of creating something out of nothing replaces God, and they claim that they don't need him any longer.
We'll be back with Eustace Mullins. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo. The trick is to ride, make it to the fair.
We're back. This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Eustace Mullins. Eustace is on the editorial board of the American Free Press. He's a contributing editor to the Barnes Review. He has authored so many books and pamphlets that we could spend hours simply listing them. His 1952 book, Secrets of the Federal Reserve, is considered to be a particularly significant work of his. And then, of course, we also have been chatting a little bit about a 1987 book that he authored entitled The Curse of Canaan, A Demonology of History, which sets forth the belief that an occult conspiracy founded in ancient Babylon controls the world monetary system, evidence of which one can find in both Talmudic and Kabbalistic literature. Eustace, talking then about this whole business of the Talmud, how does the Talmud play into this?
The basic Bible of the Zionist movement, and it was written over a number of years in exile when the Jewish people were in exile in Babylon. And so it expresses their bitterness and their hatred of all of the nations on earth. And as a weapon of revenge, the Talmud is used to inform the Zionists and their conspiracies against the rest of the world. So my latest discovery on that is I'm going to offer it today, and that is that I discovered that the basis of 9/11, the New York bombings, was the Talmud itself. And it was designed to cement its direction and control over the American people. And that was done by having planes crash into these buildings in New York to shock the American people into greater obeisance to Zionists. And that was done by through the Mossad agency. And I've gone through, I just got back from California, and I've gone through all the material on 9/11, and all of the people investigating that make the same mistake. They totally ignore the presence of Zionism and Mossad in 9/11, and that is the key to the whole situation. And that's why these investigators have failed to get the point. But I discovered that in 1948, when the United States and the Soviet Union joint efforts to set up the Nation of Israel, that they realized that this was going to be a very small, weak country, and that the only way they could possibly survive was to force the United States into total support for the State of Israel, which they did. And they did that through a series of atrocities in the United States to shock the American people into blindly following the direction of the Zionist movement. And that was done through 9/11 and through the Waco Holocaust and the Murrah Federal Office Building in Oklahoma City and a number of other incidents, which are all part of the same pattern. And also that it showed the dexterity of the Mossad organization, the Israeli intelligence organization, in creating these events. And they have worked wonderfully, because when 9/11 was announced, it said this changes the world. And it didn't change anything, really, because two office buildings disappeared in New York City. There was no other effect on the American people. But the result of 9/11 was that they forced martial law onto the American people, and they're now committed to total support of Israel in everything it does. And that puts us in a very exposed position, because it's gotten us into this no-win war in Iraq for 4 years, and it's depleted our resources and cost a great deal of manpower. This is just one effect of Mossad's manipulations. And it has worked marvelously, but the 9/11 itself was not that much of a shock to the American people, but through the media, it was advertised and hyped as a such an important event that the American people blindly followed this 9/11 thing and have just accepted totally Israeli domination now.
So essentially, you would see 9/11 as an inside job that involved the Israeli Mossad perpetrating this as a false flag incident, and presumably out of that, then, if that stands up to examination, then we might presume that in terms of this present situation in Iraq, that two core constituencies are being served. One, the Zionist entity, which presumably wants to expand its own borders from the Nile River to the Euphrates, ultimately, and wants to divide Israel's enemies and competitors in the Middle East through covert operations and wars and so forth. But then also you have the issue of central banking. Should we see central banking is a hand in this as well, because whenever there is a war and a conflict, certain types of people tend to profit through world banking. We'll discuss that a little bit when we come back, and also take a couple of callers. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Eustace Mullins. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are talking today to Eustace Mullins about the New World Order and the Federal Reserve Board, what the history of the Federal Reserve is, and how we can trace it back to Talmudic and Kabbalistic influences, and understand as well that the Federal Reserve Board is an unseen hand in regard to moving the United States in the direction of world government, and that the Federal Reserve Board and central banking generally has had a disproportionate influence in matters of state as it relates to conflict between nations and the financing of wars and the profiteering from wars. And Eustace, of course, has authored so many books and pamphlets over the years that it's impossible to list all of them. I'm thinking of a couple of works in particular, which I plan on reading in the next year. One is The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, which he authored in 1952. And then in 1987, he authored The Curse of Canaan, a demonology of history, which talks about these things in terms of the occult, that there was and is an occult conspiracy, that this occult conspiracy had its roots in ancient Babylon, and that it controls the world monetary system, which in turn, the evidence for this in turn needs to be seen as far as Talmudic and Kabbalistic literature. Eustace, are we then to see, for example, this present conflict in Iraq is a situation which serves Zionist interests in terms of dividing Israel's enemies in the Middle East, and that also serves the interests of central bankers, because when we look at war, central banking and the fortunes of central banking always tend to rise when we have world conflict, regardless of who's involved. What's your take on that?
Well, that certainly fits right in. That's part of a pattern. And when I mentioned that Israel declared war against the United States, an undeclared war, and not to ensure American support, I understand that a lot of people are a little hesitant to accept that, because we're Israel's sole means of support. and why would Israel attack its chief benefactor? And, of course, the reason for that is to maintain total control over our government in Washington. And the first attack on that was done to purge all people in government service who had expressed any doubt about Zionism. And I was one of the first persons to be fired from the Library of Congress in that purge. Thousands of government employees were suddenly dismissed from service because the Zionists ordered them out, because they only wanted people they could rely on completely. And I was fired from the staff of the Library of Congress by Senator Herbert Lehman, the national chairman of the Anti-Defamation League. And they've continued these attacks over the years. The attack on the USS Liberty in 1967 was part of this ongoing undeclared war against the United States, when they massacred the crew of the USS Liberty over in the Middle East. And these things continue to occur, and there's been surprisingly little outrage from the American people about this, because they don't understand who the perpetrators are. And when they understand the true situation, they'll also understand that while Israel, I have told my audience that since 1945, we've had only one enemy in the world, and that is the state of Israel. They've been fighting us tooth and nail, and they've maintained their control by this very simple mechanism.
So, in recent times, I've interviewed several of the crew members of the USS Liberty for this show, and I'm in the process of setting up interviews with another couple of people who were a part of the fateful events of that day. In that situation, I've been shown evidence that seems to be compelling, that not only was Israel's attack upon the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967, deliberate and premeditated, and it's noteworthy that there are even three CIA reports, I understand, in addition to the testimony of Dean Rusk and Admiral Moore, who insist it was deliberate. But when you look at these three CIA reports, one of them even mentions Moshe Dayan as having been the individual who ordered that attack on the USS Liberty by Israeli forces, knowing exactly who and what the USS Liberty was, and that this is near as anyone can tell. And one of my recent guests from the USS Liberty was indicating that there was an operation about which little is known even today, called Operation Cyanide, which was designed to, in essence, if needed, create an attack on the USS Liberty as a false flag incident that would be pinned upon the Arabs. And had they pinned it upon the Arabs at the time, had they needed to do that, it then would have brought the armed forces of the United States, presumably, into a direct conflict with one or more Arab nations, again serving the interests of Israel, as a result of linking the USS Liberty attacks on Egypt. Do you pretty much subscribe to that belief? Is that pretty much your feeling, Eustace? That the
that is really the fact. It's not my view at all. It's the facts that fully support the revelation that Israel has declared has an undeclared war against the United States since 1948, and there have been many casualties. As I say, government service in Washington was purged of anyone who was not an avowed supporter of Israel, including myself. And they've hewed to this land very good. And it's so audacious that Israel would do this, because its only benefactor in the world is the United States. But they've managed to get away with this undeclared war, and they have even enlisted President Bush and his entire staff into supporting Israel, which is high treason, giving aid and comfort to an enemy in time of war, and we're on martial law here while Israel is attacking us.
Is it a situation then where Israel's goals, where the United States is concerned, are perhaps twofold? One is to utilize the United States as a surrogate political and military force in the expansion of Zionist influence in the Middle East, and then secondarily, are we to presume that by destroying patriotic nationalistic forces within the United States that are not hospitable to a new world order, that Israel ultimately brings the United States into a world political and economic system more completely that is designed in turn to support the interests of central banking and Jewish interests specifically?
Oh, yes, indeed. That fits right in, because Israel is more nakedly revealed its determination to become the world power, the only power in the world. And that's exactly why they dragged us into the Iraq War, to reduce us to a third world country, which we're in a process of becoming through the depreciation of the dollar and the depletion of our resources in this Iraq War, which has brought the country to the edge of destitution.
Which in turn presumably would make us more malleable in terms of having our strength and power as a nation state reduced, as an individual nation state reduced, and hence potentially even more malleable in the hands of those who simply see us as one pawn or one ingredient in a drive toward a world government. Is that pretty much your thinking?
Well, yes, that fits right in, and the world government is proceeding rapidly apace. I recently returned from California, and the inspection on the planes is so fierce now, so demonic, that people are missing their flights right and left, and there's just panic going on in the airports today.
Yes, and it's, of course, been mentioned several times on this show by guests, underscoring the fact that the current head of Homeland Security has dual citizenship, both American and Israeli, and that Mr. Chertoff's mother, as I understand it, was an employee of the Israeli Mossad.
Oh, yes, that's correct. And Chertoff himself, his name, Chertoff, means devil. And he certainly has a very satanic look to him.
Well, I tell you, it certainly appears to me, looking at history through the grid that you present to us, it causes us to completely reevaluate, it seems to me, a whole series of things up to and including 9/11 and the aftermath of 9/11. And it certainly seems to me that a series of things that have nothing to do with nationalism and patriotism have been introduced into this mix and sold to the American people under the guise of being causes that nationalists and patriots should support. I have a couple of callers, I think, on the line. Are Ed and Elaine there? Oh, okay, thanks. Well, then, Eustace, we'll continue our conversation. You then believe that 9/11 was an inside job and that basically it was, in effect, designed to bring the United States to the point that it presently has arrived at in world history. Do you think that the master plan for this whole thing includes an attack on Iran?
Oh, yes, indeed. That is in the cards, and the press is yelling for it every day. Dozens of stories in the papers every day calling for us to attack Iran. And the media now accepts it as a accomplished fact, and there's no opposition to it whatsoever, and they're calling for it. And this puts us in the same position as the Iraq invasion. An attack against Iran will overstress the resources of the United States, and we're going to be in one hell of a mess.
Yes, as quite clearly seems to be the case when I look at this as a person who is an economic layperson. I remember Mr. Wolfowitz indicating that the United States could successfully invade Iraq and wrap up a successful occupation of that country, up to and including a rebuilding of its infrastructure for no more than $50 billion. The latest figures indicate that with this last supplemental appropriation passing the Congress, that we're talking about $500 billion and counting. The meter is still running. And all of this is taking place even aside from the question of whether or not the United States becomes involved in a preemptive war against against Iran. Now, when I look at those figures as someone who has only a one high school economics course under my belt, so I am not an economist, obviously, but when I look at those numbers, not to mention the military quagmire involved, it seems apparent to me that something is going on. And it's absolutely amazing when I look at those figures and I look at the military problems that we're having in Iraq, that from the vantage point of national interest, that anyone would believe that this war is in our national interest and that the idea of expanding this war to Iran would be in our national interest. Are we simply to see this as something that is enhancing the coffers of central bankers?
Oh, yes, the banks are right in. And in fact, the Iraq war has been a gold mine for the bankers because under Paul Bremer, who was the Governor General of Iraq, he was Henry Kissinger's chief associate at Kissinger Associates, his monumental worldwide public relations firm. And Bremer had been sending $1 billion a day to Iraq to help it during the war, and all that money disappeared.
Boy, that's absolutely incredible. And, you know, when you go back again to your own personal biography, Eustace, and talking about the way in which you were let go or fired while you were working at the Library of Congress, as near as I
it appears what? Okay, fine. But these manipulations internally in Iraq and Iran are bringing the whole Middle East into total chaos. And it's going to be many years before you can rebuild these nations. And President Bush was initially blamed for 9/11. And he really had nothing to do with it. It's totally a Mossad operation. So he's been unfairly blamed for that. Of course, he has done nothing to uncover the true forces behind it. So he is complicit in that. But he knows exactly who did it and why. And the American people are going to find that out eventually.
Well, you know, there was a situation yesterday on my show where when we were talking with Dr. Steven Snigoski of The Last Ditch, he was bringing up a situation where a lieutenant commander by the name in the U.S. Navy by the name of John Sharp, we're talking about something presently going on in our country. Sharp has been removed as the public relations officer, I believe, for the USS Vinson. And in that regard, it has emerged that John Sharp has been an editor and publisher for two works, one entitled Neocons and the other Neocond, and the other one entitled Neocon Again, and that the U.S. Navy has decided that Sharp was in violation of a U.S. Navy Regulation 1167, which says that, among other things, utilizing the definition of the U.S. Navy here, that people involved in so-called anti-Semitic organizations or supremacist organizations and movements are to be removed from the Navy. Now, when you look at this guy's history, Sharp is a traditionalist Roman Catholic, and when you look at the people who contributed to these two books that are in question, we're talking about people like Pat Buchanan, Dr. Paul Gottfried from Elizabethtown College up in Pennsylvania, Justin Raimondo, Noam Chomsky of MIT. Eustace, does this have a very familiar ring to you in terms of what happened in your situation?
Oh, yes, I've seen it going on. You know, when Israel became active in the Middle East, the Department of State had a number of Arab experts. They were called Arabists, and they were very dedicated to the Arab cause. And they were suddenly fired without notice, and it was a heartbreaking situation for them because they had devoted their whole life to this job, and they never recovered. And the Middle East, because of these firings, has been in chaos ever since. It was the final blow to the Arab people in the Middle East, and it was another victory for Mossad.
Well, yes, and to me, as I look at this, and we'll come back because I want to discuss your case and Sharp's case as microcosms of a much larger problem, problem that I'm wondering how in the world we're going to resolve. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Eustace Mullins. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Eustace Mullins. Eustace is an editorial member of the editorial board of the American Free Press. He is a contributing editor to the Barnes Review. He has authored an incredible number of books, including the 1952 work, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve Board, or The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. And I wanted to warn him, as well as to warn our listeners, that historically, the next 10 minutes are a time of frequent commercial interruptions. And we take this opportunity to ask our listeners to support the Republic Broadcasting Network, which you can do at republicbroadcasting.org, or giving the office a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719, or at republicbroadcasting.org. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, directly through the Republic Broadcasting Network. That can be yours for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by using those same contact points, republicbroadcasting.org on the net and 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. We have a caller for Mr. Mullins. Rita in Texas, you're on the line for Eustace Mullins. Go ahead, Rita.
Good morning, Mr. Mullins. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
I wanted to ask a question before I ask a question. I wanted deal that I wanted to call in. Do you profess to be a Christian, Mr. Mullins?
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm the founder of the OTU Christ Church.
I see. Mr. Mullins, in listening to you, I'm very, very concerned about the events that are going on over there in Iran. And in listening to you, I'm beginning to think that the only resolution to this problem is that the American citizens need to round up every Jew that's in this country. And, in listening to you, Mr. Mullins, you know, with the control that you're explaining that is going on in the United States, anyone who's going to support anyone in the military, anybody in law enforcement, are really contributing to the suicidal and slow death of the American people. There are people, Mr. Mullins, that are dead. There are families in this country that are grieving over their loved ones because of the treason and the betrayal of the Jews, and I'm going to also include the Freemasons in here.
Oh, yes, they're right in there working with them. Of course, the Jews represent the biggest fifth column in American history. And they have 2,800 different Zionist organizations operating in this country. Each one is a fifth column in itself.
Well, the other thing, too, is do you believe there's any truth with regards to, I'm going to say, rumors of concentration camps being built here in the United States?
Oh, they're here. They're all over the place. And I don't know any personally. Anyone personally has been put in them, but I'm sure that they're ready and they're ready to operate.
Well, all I can say is I've listened to some of the other listeners here, and I certainly hope that the powder's dry, and there's one arm that has a Bible in it and the other one that has a good, trusty rifle in the net.
Rita, stay on the line. We'll, if you've got time, we'll let you continue. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Eustace Mullins. Stay tuned.